Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, open mic, live around the world. Welcome, everybody. And
yes,
this
welcome.
Is the show where you can pick your own subject.
Mm-hmm.
You call in, you got to keep it clean, turn down all your video and television and all that. Inner Sight, and what did I hear in the news about? Oh, Trump is in the news again.
Again?
Yeah.
That guy, man.
They raided his Miami Beach home.
Home?
In Florida, the FBI.
Uh-oh.
And the former vice president, Mike Pence, sent out a tweet of how the Democrats are trying to frame him and Trump on some trumped-up charges that aren't so, you know.
Okay.
So I hear this, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, there are so many people in this country who need help.
Right.
You know, I mean, the people with the big money, they don't need help.
No, they don't.
You know, they're all right. There are some people in this country who will never run out of money.
That's true.
For the rest of their life, no matter what
they
do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But the average person and the disabled person and the elderly are the people who suffer when these politicians argue with each other and don't do things to help.
That's right.
You know what they ought to do is change the system first and make it so so people don't have to struggle to get help. And then if they want to fight with each other, go ahead and fight.
Yeah.
But they ought to do first things first. You know,
that's
take
right.
care of people, help people. And one of the biggest things, and we'll talk about this more tomorrow night, but one of the biggest things is that there isn't one job in this country that a person can get to get rid of nursing homes. Nobody is doing that job and getting paid. I mean, you know, there's advocates, but they're not doing the job of getting rid of the nursing home. Most of the advocates are, you know, get people out, fight for the home care.
Nice.
The home care is not going to keep you out of a nursing home.
No, it isn't.
Chips it down.
Right.
So why hasn't the government created jobs, and you could do so at every independent living center?
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't they created a job for someone to get? No, they have to get people out.
Right.
To get rid of the nursing homes.
That's a great idea.
To close them out, turn them into accessible housing, turn them into something good. Everybody says there's not enough housing.
That's right. Well, the people in nursing
here's
homes.
Here's the solution.
Not only nursing homes, in the homeless shelter. Remember?
Yeah, you've got all these nursing homes that are abusing people, taking their resources, and you don't need them. You don't need these damn places. You need housing for people.
Yep.
So there isn't one job, and there isn't one foundation that I know of that will give money to close down the get rid of the nursing home. I wish there was, because I bet Inner Sight could get the money.
That's right.
Because we're the only ones that are going after this that I know of.
Anthony would like to speak if you get a chance.
Yeah. Anyway, Inner Sight, open mic. And, you know, the government says they want people to have jobs, right? Why isn't there a job at an independent living center or even at a private agency, any agency, to help get rid of the nursing homes and turn them into something a lot better? You know, I think the government is phony. I think they say they want to get rid of nursing homes, you know, but they really don't. It's just politician talk. Is all
That's
it is.
True.
All right, 213-816-1650, and Anthony's on the line. We'll take a phone call.
Okay.
Live on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Open
Here
mic.
Comes. Ready? Here comes. Hello, Anthony.
Hi. Hi, Suzanne. How are you? Good.
A little rainy out here.
Yeah, it's kind of dark here. It looks like it's going to rain, too, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but, you know, I'm not worried about it. I won't let, this rain on our parade tonight. You know, we're the best show in town. How could anyone
That's
else
good.
Watch How could anybody watch TV or anything else? Why aren't they all listening to us? But, you know, it's very true what Frank said. That it seems to me that the government doesn't want to get rid of nursing homes, and they really feel like we believe it, you know, that we need it, and, you know, we believe in it, and a lot of people unfortunately do. I mean, we don't support it, we don't like the idea, but, you know, it's really pushing against the grain and isn't popular, you know, in a lot of people's eyes in the mainstream, you know, because we're all taught that when home care can't, you know, handle you anymore, then, you know, you're too sickly, then you go into a nursing home. And that, you know, is a crutch for a lot of people who, you know, don't want any responsibility to their relatives. And, you know, as long as it's something home care can handle, you know, what they're willing to handle, we should say, then you'd be able to stay in your home. But, you know, I haven't heard any elected officials talking about, you know, wanting to get rid of nursing homes in years. I mean, it's heartwarming and wonderful and sounds nice. But let's face it, a lot of these, you know, people who work for, you know, even the non-for-profit organizations that advocate for the disabled, you kind of have to be a mouthpiece for your organization, and you can't go against the grain much and speak independently. I mean, you slightly can, you know, go off the mainstream of what the agency believes. But, you know, let's face it, if they don't agree with you, then you'll just probably be ignored and kind of ostracized and pushed aside and maybe never given a promotion. And, you know, maybe, you know, some people might feel like they'll be squeezed out of a position. And, you know, then there's always that part of me that feels like a lot of them probably really don't care. You know, it's just a job. It's just something that, yeah, you know, it sounds good to me. It's a good idea. I think they should do it, but I really don't care because,
you know
a lot of...
Excuse me. Let me just interject one thing because you made me think of something. You know, how many people in the mainstream, not disabled, regular people, you know, can somebody figure out statistically how many of those people will wind up in a nursing home? Now, there's something to think about. The regular person goes to work every day, not disabled, drives the car, whatever. How many of those people statistically... And I know somebody could figure this out. We'll wind up in a nursing home. People who, it's the furthest thing from their mind, in other words.
Yeah.
That question I couldn't answer because, it really depends on the person's condition years from now and, you know, what their illness is. But, you know, let's face it, Frank. I mean, nobody really worries about, you know, that until it happens because there's nothing, you know, they could do. And a lot of them figure that, you know, they'll
they can help
die.
Us.
Yeah, they'll die before then. A lot of people, Frank, I'm not calling people cheap and things like that, but a lot of people don't want to spare money these days. You know, people are very, you know, careful with, you know, every penny they spend because of the circumstances of, you know, the way we're all living now with high prices of everything. And a lot of these people, if they gave, they would give to their organizations that they work for. And maybe not even that, because they figure they work for them and they really don't care about it that much. And since they work for them, it's their job that they should be paying them, and that's that. You know what I mean?
You've got to find the right people.
Yeah, but it's gotta be, you know, in your heart and really something that, you know, you're dedicated to. But, you know, a lot of these people, let's face it, when they leave these agencies for the blind, for the disabled, I should say, or for the blind in that, you know, for that matter, whatever they might advocate for, they don't really, you know, think about it beyond 5 minutes, just something that they, you know, did in life. Oh, yeah, you know, we should have did this, or it would have been nice if it worked out this way, but it didn't, and I don't work there anymore, and I don't care, and it's that kind of attitude and, you know, mindset, and, you know, they figure that, you know, they are only one person in the world, and you know, however these people are going to live in the end, you know, it's not in their control, and there's nothing they can do about it, and they just kind of accept the circumstances, because at the end of the day, Frank, you know, a lot of people might be dedicated to the job, but they only do it from 9 to 5, and no one, you know, really puts energy in it after that and, you know, gets themselves worked up over it or, you know, dedicates their life to it. It's just something you do for the time. Yes, Suzanne, go ahead.
Yeah, I have an answer about the question he asked, so I'm going to read it. They're approximating in 2030, almost 70 million people will be 65 or older. 8.4 million will be 85 years old, okay? They are estimated to be approximately 77 million baby boomers, and of these, 3.5 million statistically will need nursing home care. That's a lot of people, okay,
Suzanne,
some point in time.
That's the issue right there. You just hit the nail on the head right there. Two key factors. The first is their age. Okay, let's ignore that. Let's you know, say that no one has to go to a nursing home because of their age.
I'm talking about young
elderly, whatever. I get that too, Frank. But regardless of how you want to see it, it's only going to, you know, bloat the nursing home even more, and it's going to make it, you know, expand like a balloon.
That's
and
why these
bring
programs
money.
Don't mean a damn thing.
Right. So either way, the more people they have, whether they're young or old, because, you know, people just, you know, come in, you know, like leaves blowing in, or I don't even know the expression to use. You know, they're just going to keep bringing in more beds and making it even more of an industry than it is. And I'm not going to say, you know, it will always be this way because it can always change. But look at home care now. There's a shortage of aids, so they say. I mean, I think a lot of it is BS and an excuse because,
that is bothering me a bit. It's basically saying if you get old enough, at some point in some time in your lives, you'll need it. I'm not too happy about that statement. That's game to the agencies.
Yeah,
seriously.
That's exactly what it is. So that's what I say, Susan. I'm not brushing it off, but it's changing the mind of the world because they all think that, well, this is the way it's going to be. So eventually you're always going to need it. Somebody's going to need it. So we're never going to close it because that facility has to stay there. Because I'm sorry to tell you, Suzanne, and this is sad, but I feel that people take a source of comfort in a nursing home. Well, if worse comes to worse. I don't either, but, you know, people don't know what it's like till they get in there, and then they'll say, oh, well, if worse comes to worse, you know, whatever will be if he or she can't get the hours that they need, and there are too many issues, you know, in involving them, and you know, we feel that we can't handle it, and we're overwhelmed, da-da-da-da, you know, and we're not happy with the service.
Well, there's
and
very
we'll
little people that really desire being in there. Seriously speaking.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, but...
Some people like the attention. That's the only
thing
that they go in for.
But,
you know, that's something different.
Yeah, but people, I think, are, you know, encouraged to go in there against their will, and, you know, the issue is kind of pushed off, you know, when you're older, because to a lot of people... How would I explain? It's like losing your value to society. Well, you know, he or she can't work anymore. They can't take care of themselves. They can't do their laundry or cook or go to stores. So
I have a solve for that. I have a solve for that right there. My solve for that is to show them that being outside, you know, is a better option. And that they can go and come as they please with the help of a nurse's aide. And you need to get good nurse's aide. You have to. Now, my aide is working here. I'm going to say it. She's working here even though she's getting paid less because I'm changing agencies, right? She's not making much, but she is dedicated to me. That's the word I'm looking for, dedication. Mm-hmm. It's the difference between... dedication and non-dedication at that point.
Yeah, but dedication, Suzanne, has to come from the heart. And a lot of people a lot of people just do jobs for money. So, you know, that's the issue. It's all about how much you can pay in the world. And, you know, every time you could shell out a dollar, I hate to say this, and a lot of people are going to hate me for this, but, you know, we're kissing ass to, you know, to stay in our homes and, you know, try kiss up to people. Okay, how much do you want so you'll stay? You know, is this enough money? Is that enough money? Is this enough money for the holiday? I know you could make more money somewhere else, but I really don't want to go to a nursing home, and I really don't want to lose you, and I really need you, and you take good care of me, and I know that your wife makes more money than you, and you know, this job is not a value to you, and you feel like it's a lot of work, and it's overwhelming, and it just goes on and on and on, and it's like a commercial that never ends, and I feel, you know, that because we're disabled, we're in a position where, you know, you have to kiss everybody's ass for the rest of your life. You have to, you know, a lot of times, I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. You have to agree. I mean, I'm not saying all the time, but you have to agree to what they want, you know, say what they want to hear. You know, jump when they, you know, say jump, you know, start whatever time they, let them start whatever time they want to start, finish whatever time they want to finish, and everything always has to be okay because, you know, people will expect you to say, well, I'm disabled, I have to accept that, and, you know, you've got to be on your tippy toes and, you know, perfectly mannered and never speak out of tune and never speak with the slightest bit of higher pitch than people like, because then if they leave you, well, then the shit's going to hit the fan, and you've got to, you know, not have certain people in your house that the aides don't want you to, and you've got to get up and open the door and close the door back and forth, you know, when they want to park their cars, and you got to let them work all the holidays, and you got to have the exact amount of hours they want and exact amount of days, and this and that. So, you know, that's the way it is. And then people, you know, get tired of that and, you know, say, I'm fed up with this, just kissing ass regardless of what you do. And then, you know, a lot of people will say, I'm so fed up with this home care bullshit because of the way it is. There are people that feel like being at home is just like being in a facility because you constantly need an aide, and, you know, no matter what they do, they have to kiss an ass. So, you know, who cares where it is, because, you know, you're still kissing one no matter where you are. And, you know, they feel like
I don't entirely agree with that. Okay, I don't kiss nobody's butt. Okay? That's like, you know, to me, I would fight that to no end. And, you know, that's just me. Okay?
But
everybody
else.
You know,
but
if you embark.
Go ahead. But there have been times in life, Suzanne, for you. I'm not saying that you did all the time, but I'm sure that there have been times that we have, against our will, you know, kissed up to people when we really shouldn't have, because we needed them, you know what I mean? You know, or at least people are made to feel that way. And remember...
Now you got it.
That,
you hit the
that,
nail
yeah,
on the head.
With, that with these AIDS, you know, people don't want to complain much or speak out of tune because, you know, clients get pressure from their family members and pressure from the AIDS and pressure from all sides. Well, she doesn't clean and she doesn't cook and she doesn't this and I can't deal with it and da-da-da. Well, we can't find anybody. Well, you keep complaining about everybody. Well, you know, you don't have enough hours. You don't have enough days and he or she doesn't want to do this or doesn't want to do that or doesn't want to go to the store or doesn't want to do the laundry. And, you know, you're caught in a never-ending circle where you constantly are, you know.
It all happens because the money's in the wrong place.
That's
yeah,
right.
Living to kiss people's ass. And you know, it might be so that the money is in the wrong place, but, you know, we are only dealing with the circumstances of what is and not what should be. So while it is that way, you know, when the sun rises every morning, you've got to eat your breakfast and take your shower and, you know, get your daily, you know, living activities done so people do what they have to do, Frank. And that's, you know, what
yeah,
it's all about.
I got to do some commercials, recognize some people, so.
Okay, no
thank
problem.
You
okay. Go ahead.
Thank you for
all right.
Going in.
You're
take
welcome.
Care.
All right, in
all
sight.
Right. All right, bye-bye.
Open mic brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. And we thank her for all her help and caring and beauty of the Akita. All right, let's see. Kennedy Realty, our buddy in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And we thank him for his support. Don't forget all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the Texas youngsters who perished in that horror. Go an extra mile for a child. And we once again remind the politicians to get trained dogs at the schools to assist in safety and firearm prevention. So there you have the inner sight idea for that. All right, go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And this is open mic. We're on every night, 8 to 9. Blog Talk Radio. And we, Inner Sight, remind you of Insight, the third eye. You want to stay in shape, have some fun, learn how to protect yourself. Third Eye Insight is the place to call. And my buddy Devin over there, 631-445-3464. So give Devin a call, and he'll explain the whole thing to you. Again, 631-445-3464 third eye insight. All right, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, veterinarian help for your animal. 631-484-3085. My buddy Gary over there. So check him out and tell him you heard about it right here on Inner Sight. 631-484-3085. I got to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help. 631-880-7929. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for all their help and support over the years. Greatly appreciate that. Inner Sight, open mic. And if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And the solution to many of these problems is rerouting how the money is being spent.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of giving it to agencies, you know, make it available directly to the person who needs the services. You know, some people wouldn't be able to handle that, but you could recruit dependable, honest help.
Yeah.
You know, and that help could be volunteer to help a person align themselves properly and get the help that they need. There would be a much better relationship in talking about home health aides, by the way.
Yeah.
Much better relationship if the person paid the aid themselves.
That's true. I see the difference.
Understanding and a communication.
I'll tell you the difference between my aunt, who's in Florida, and what I get here. I can't afford what my aunt is doing in Florida. We have Richie doing it, who's her stepson. She almost got herself into a nursing home for, quote, I'm putting this in quote, rehabilitation. I said, no, you're not sending her to a subacute facility. We had to prove that we were going to give her 24 hours care. We knocked it down a lot. Now she only gets it when she goes to the doctor and she needs help, you know, getting there and stuff like that. But otherwise, she's doing well a little bit. And she forgets things, but that's normal for what she has. You know, she
when did this happen? Recently?
Recently, yeah. She's we're cutting back some of her hours. But I think Richard wants to, he's there, and he's trying to help her out. He got her a new cell phone because it's, you know, the 5G. You have to go from the 4G to the 5G, sorry. And things like that, little things like that can help somebody dramatically. So she could speak with me, she could speak with him and not be cut off, you know. So these are little things that you can do without, you know, coming in contact with a lot of expenses if, you know.
And our office still stands to try to help fundraise if they want to try to do something.
I think, yeah, that would be a good idea. So I might have to consider
offset some of the
speaking
cost.
Again with him. Yeah, exactly. It's very, very expensive in Florida. They don't have a waiver program. They do, but it's very substandard. And they really and when I said, can I put her on the waiver program, that would take a long time. Why should that take a long time? That bothers
because
me.
Because they want you
You're
to go to a damn nursing
money.
Home. Why do you think it takes a long time?
Oh, I know. I played devil's
that.
Advocate. I wanted to see what the situation was. Because your best bet is to take her.
The waiver
out.
Program is nothing but a front.
Yeah, it is.
It's all it is. It doesn't mean a damn thing as long as those nursing homes are still there.
That's right. I want to get rid of them. Yep.
So,
They can turn into housing. That would be beautiful. Right now I'm having the hardest time finding something. God forbid anything happens over here to my mother-in-law. We won't have a place to live, Chris and I, because we have a problem with...
she can put it in the will that you're allowed to stay there. Why didn't she do that?
I don't know.
No matter what, you have to keep Suzanne and her husband here.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to think about that. He doesn't want to see you once his mom passes. That's the problem. He's very close to her.
Yeah, but you got to be practical, all right? So you don't want... So you stay there until you find a place where you can move, at least.
That's what we're going to do, actually. But I have to put my
name
on a whole bunch of
lists. It should be in writing, because people...
I know.
React weird when somebody dies, believe me.
Oh, yeah. I know I am. Took me a whole year.
Should be in writing. You know?
Yeah.
That you're...
Like that. I'm sorry.
That you should be allowed to stay in there until such time that you want to leave.
Right.
That's what I would insist
upon. I'm in the process of applying for different programs, like if you go, the best type of programs I feel are the Section 8 ones right now. I had Section 8, but my mother didn't want me to utilize it. She wanted me to go down to Florida with her. I'm glad I didn't go, because it would have been nothing to take care of me, absolutely nothing if I got worse. So I'm not, I don't know if we'll be doing
that. Section 8, you can live wherever you want under the right...
I didn't have enough money to put the other part that was due for the house that I wanted to get. But I could have paid it off with a mortgage. It would have been easier. It would have been better for me. But I couldn't. There was even extra property in the back that I couldn't. I'd put another house there that I could get my income off of. You know, that would have been great.
Yeah.
But my mother didn't see it. She didn't see. You know, she really wanted me to go down to Florida with her. I'm so glad I didn't. I really am glad. There's so much headache down there. But I do notice one thing, that, you know, when you do get home care down there, you have to apply with the private agencies if you really want, like, a good background check. They do the background check for you, and then it's a private, you know, thing. You and them arrange the price.
Yeah, if you can trust them.
Yeah, well, thank God we got a good one there. Who does that?
All right, Intersight, I want to do the... Let's do the Able News ad before we forget.
Okay.
We don't want to forget Angela.
No, we can't forget Angela. I would have reminded you tonight.
Able News, open mic.
Here it goes.
213.
Hello?
Able News,
okay, here it comes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, and thank you, Angela. And a special appeal for an attorney who practices in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
For Lupita Lewis. You may have heard her on the show a couple of weeks ago, and the horrible car that hit her and left her totally disabled. She has a chance to go to Supreme Court.
Wow.
She needs a lawyer.
Yeah.
So anyone out there who can make a connection or is an attorney practicing in Colorado, if you'd like to take a look at the case to see if you could do it,
yeah,
we'd greatly appreciate that. You can contact Intersight, 631-224-6000. 3090, or you can email us, innersight@pmpmail.com, without attachments. So we greatly would appreciate that. An attorney in Colorado who can bring the case to the Supreme Court. She lost her appeal. She lost with the jury. And it's horrible. Many of us believe that she lost because they're prejudiced against blind people.
Oh, I believe that. I do.
So hopefully somebody out there will pick this up, and I'm going to look into, when I get my settlement, I'm going to look into finding out how much it would cost to put an ad in the law journal.
That's a good idea, actually.
Maybe they'll give us a reduction.
Is there a bar in, there must be a bar in where she lives.
Yeah, she already went that route.
And they didn't give her anything.
But the law journal might be a good route.
Yeah.
To go.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
They
really
publish
crazy.
All these court things anyway. So.
Yeah, I know.
All right, in
a
sight.
Maybe we could help her with that. Maybe publish something a little, like a week or something, or less than a week, see how much it is.
Yeah. In a sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. And let's see, tomorrow night is our nursing home show.
Yeah.
And I think the theme will be money.
It sure will.
And it will also be, why isn't there a job or jobs
right.
for people who want to get rid of nursing homes?
Right.
Turn them into accessible housing.
Oh, heaven forbid, Frank. We're disabled. We don't know anything.
We
you
should
know
have jobs like that in this country.
Yes, we should.
You know,
yes,
there's
we
a category that is unfilled.
That's
in
right.
a job in this country.
I would take that head
I,
on.
I believe
I would just go there.
I believe it's because of prejudice.
Yeah.
Against the disabled. You say you go where? Where are you going to go?
No, I'd say if there was an opening like that and I could go in there and help some people, I would take, you know, that, you know, advantage to do that because I already
well,
have
if
been
an
in
opening, you could
home.
Apply. Anybody could apply
right.
for the job.
That's correct.
But there is no such thing.
Well, they
There's
close
no
it.
No such thing as a job to get rid of the nursing homes.
There should be.
The government doesn't want that.
They do and
they
don't.
Want that.
No, they do because it's costing them tons of money. But they don't because they like
no,
the idea
I
of throwing
I don't think
people
they're, I
away.
Think they're just, I think they're just using that as an excuse. I really don't
a
believe.
Front?
Yeah. I don't believe. I'm beginning not to believe that anymore.
Yeah.
You know. Because if that were really true, then why don't they create a job?
That's right. But why? What did Boyle say about all of this? Is he going to really help us?
They're afraid of looking bad, that's why. What?
Is Boyle going to really help us now?
I hope so. I hope we're going to get these public hearings on the service dog schools.
Yeah.
Let's see if he's able to bring it about.
Yeah. If he's able to do that, he can be able to do the nursing home thing.
Well,
easily.
That's later. You got to take one thing at a time.
Yeah, I know.
You know, we have another politician that we're trying to get interested in the nursing home.
Yep.
We'll see.
I guess you can mention her name. We already mentioned Boyle's name.
I don't want to mention her name yet.
Okay.
Let's wait and see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She may not want her name attached to it.
Yeah, that's fine. We don't have to do that.
I don't want
to
offend anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But, in a sight. And is anybody on the line?
Yes, we also have a lovely, hold on, our lovely Louis Love Drops.
Yeah, Louie's on the line. Anybody else?
Yeah, just listeners.
All right. All right, let's get Louie in here. He's going to tell you about Friday night's funnies.
Yep. Here we go.
And Thursday night is a show title.
Yep.
Which I can't think of right now.
I'll read it to you when we're done with
Louie. Let's get
Louie. He's on.
On the
his
inner mic's side
open
mic live.
Hey, Louie.
Louie the Lip.
Hello, there. This is Rosanna, Rosanna Donna. And my name is Suzanne. I'm talking to, I'm interviewing with Gelda Radner on the Fox SNL. Talking about giving out
what?
The ladies the love drops, right? And then, I don't pay no mind to that barking dog. He was driving me crazy with give the dog a love. I'd make the dog bark and everything. And, yeah.
Give the dog love drops?
Oh, yeah,
I give the dog
like
love
it.
Drops. Yeah.
My
crazy. Name is Suzanne, and I'm talking over here with the one and only Rosanna Dana, and we had a chat earlier about flirting with those ladies on Connie and Chrissy and whatever it is.
Connie and Chrissy, you said hello.
Yeah. Connie and Chrissy are good two female ladies. How you go on a date? You talk to Connie and Chrissy, you pick a girl you want and get up and dance the bombo and the cha-cha-cha.
Hey, wait
the
a minute. I got a great idea. Give me a great idea.
Yeah, what do you want, Frank?
We got to set up Louie with a date with Connie and Chrissy.
That's right.
How about that, Lou?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I love that.
He'd love
you
that.
You go dancing at the Latin Quarter or something, you know.
Yeah.
I got to teach him how to dance. But I could teach Connie and Chrissy how to do the foxtrot.
That's it. The foxtrot or the fox gallop?
Fox jump.
Yeah,
now we gotta see if we can arrange this now.
Yeah.
You're a big fan.
Yeah.
I mean, God knows we advertise them enough on this show.
That's right. Maybe we could also get them to help with the nursing home thing because they're kind of pretty. They can, and young, they can help us out. That'd be cool. They could
You never know, but...
Louie would love that.
hey, Louie, you know what you need? You need a good love song for Connie and Chrissy.
Yeah, that's right. It's Friday.
I'm too shy for that song, Frank. I'm too shy.
Oh, get out of here.
You're not shy.
I'm too shy. I'm very shy for that song.
Shy?
How about that song, Spanish Eyes?
Oh,
that's a love song.
Hey, don't be shy, Suzanne.
I'm not shy.
No,
and
me.
I know you're not. You're not shy.
Yeah, I'm too shy.
You say you're too shy, but then you go and do it. So that's not shy. Shy won't do it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be shy.
Oh, I know. I got one. Strangers in the Night.
There you go.
Suzanne,
Louie wasn't shy, you know. I get used to it, yo.
Yeah, you would. And you'd like it, too, to have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You would.
So we're going to try to arrange a date with Connie and Chrissy.
That's on a Saturday night on public access, 11 to midnight on a Saturday night.
Okay, we'll try.
Channel 20.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Frank Perillo, don't be shy.
No.
Now, in the meantime, tell us about Friday night.
Yeah, please.
Okay, wait a minute. Strangers in the night, they steady glasses, one river for sight. They may love you, in love and love. Before the night is through, we fell in love,
And the love drops, my love is so fine. And really that is wonder in my eye. Before the day is through. Strangers in the night. People were strangers in the night. It's more exciting when love at first we know. When we say hello. Wonder if Connie and Chrissy give them love drops warm and peace. Heaven of the life. And for love it and for a sigh. And turn it out with it's almost turned right. For strangers in the night.
Boy, the good
no
thing puedo
olvidar.
If you heard me,
I
can't
noche la libertad.
How many sangria did you have tonight?
What?
How many sangrias did you have tonight?
I have 5 sangrias.
Oh, boy.
Ah. 5? Damn.
5, man. Wow, I would have been
that's
flat on the floor. I would have been
yeah,
flat
in the
on
heat.
The floor. No.
All right, in a sight, open mic. We'll see you Friday night, Lou.
Definitely.
Hey, listen to this. Make sure you turn Friday from 8 to 9 on Intersight's Blog Talk Radio for the Follicks, all right? We're going to have Lauren
yep.
Hardy, Sanford and Son. Wait a minute. Connie and Chrissy, I'm right here. I hope you're hearing out there. I'm going to turn in for Connie and Chrissy Saturday night at 11 to midnight on Public Access, Channel 20, on Saturday night. I love those two ladies. They're turning Louie on and all that stuff. And giving the love drops to the ladies.
Uh-oh.
All
you
right.
You must have slipped one in your drink. That's why you got all lovey-dovey.
Try to get you.
Yeah. I miss you Friday,
oh, no.
Suzanne.
Friday night, Lou.
I know. I heard that you called him later on and spoke on my behalf.
I know. Louis Rivera filling in for Suzanne on a Friday night.
Oh, thank you, Louis. Did you do the Able
847, ad? New York. Open mic.
Yeah, I did the Able News. I can read the Able News, the free paper. They put Connie and Chrissy on the front cover, Able News. And Kevin flirting with the girls and giving out the love drops for all the ladies out there. And,
okay.
And talk.
Yeah,
and
put
Louie
on there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, put good Louie on it, too. I'll say, I'll run and well, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Lou.
Thanks a lot, Lou.
Yeah, thank
hey,
you, Lou.
Hey, I love you, Suzanne. I miss you Friday. I love
you.
Ya.
I love you, too, Louie. You be careful
see you Friday.
There, okay? See you Friday.
Yeah, I'll
right?
be fine. I'll go save the sangria for Friday.
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
All right,
I'm
you already
kidding.
Drank
I'm,
it all.
I'm never shy. I'm
you
only
already
kidding.
Drank the sangria. You know, you sang a beautiful song, though.
Okay, you're proud
oh,
of me.
Yeah.
I am proud of you. All the
okay,
time.
Okay, I love you very much.
Oh, I love you, too. You gotta be good, though.
Okay,
have
I'm
a good
guy.
One. I noticed that.
I love you, honey. You take care.
I love you, too.
All right, clear
you
the board.
Care. Okay.
Insight.
Take care.
Take care.
And what's the did you write down the show title for Thursday?
Yeah, I
did. I had a title.
I did, but hold
you
on.
Have
let me
it?
Go to it. Yeah, I did. Let me get
all right,
it.
When tomorrow night's our Nursing Home Show. Friday, as you heard, is the funnies.
Mm-hmm.
So come on down and have a fun
okay.
time over here.
Here's an interesting title for everybody. Why aren't other agencies advocating to get rid of nursing homes?
All right, there you go. That's a good title for Thursday.
Yeah,
so
yep.
we're gonna sort of have a double take Wednesday and
yeah.
Thursday on the nursing home.
Yes.
But
yeah,
you know,
and
this
tell
is a
what
very
we're
important
doing
subject.
Too. It's important. It is. Very.
So we'll explore that. and find out, you know. You know, it would be good.
Yeah.
We ought to call a couple of agencies and ask them why.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they'll be open at 8.
No. I mean, during the day.
During the day. That's what I thought.
Sure.
Yeah.
Call them during the day.
Mm-hmm. You know which one I'm thinking
what
of
is,
right
what
now?
Is to
the Alzheimer's Foundation. They should be.
The what?
The Alzheimer's Foundation. They didn't give anything to my mom or my dad or anybody. The Alzheimer's for the Alzheimer's. They should have also to help people while they're experiencing
Give them
that.
A call.
I am.
Tell them who you
Trust
are.
Me,
and,
I am. Yeah.
You know, ask them, why don't you have a division in your organization to turn nursing homes into accessible housing?
That's right.
So, give them the idea.
Yeah, I will.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650, and you keep hearing all these ups and downs on the economy.
Yep.
You know, people can't seem to agree. Now, a lot of these so-called experts are saying now that the Democratic way of solving the problems with the economy is not going to work.
Right.
And they're saying that as time goes on, it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it is.
So, who knows? I mean, I don't, you know, everybody's got a different idea. But I do know, very simply, that the people who are super wealthy in this country don't have to worry about the economy.
Nope.
It'll never affect them.
That's right.
So why not take the people that have a lot less and bring them up a little bit?
That's
you
right.
Know, I'm not saying go make everybody rich, no.
No, that's
but
not
bring
the
people
point.
Up.
Point. Yep. We're below
so
poverty.
We don't have
you know
to
when
struggle.
They set this law? I'm sorry. You know when they set the law about our income? When the people came back from World War II, that's what it was set on, and every year it went up a little bit. Big deal. You know, the cost of living.
Yeah, well, that whole
It should have been a real wage.
Changed.
Yeah.
Whole system has to be changed.
Well, yeah.
And somebody said to me the other day, why do we have to have all these agencies?
That's true, too.
You know?
Yeah.
Why don't they put everything under one roof?
That would be nice. Go to the second floor and do this. Go to the third floor and do that. You know?
All
and you'll be
agencies.
Done.
Look at all the money that they're wasting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And you wanna be able to do that and give people jobs? Well, I know how you can do that. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
There you
Keep
go.
People in their own homes.
You know what somebody
and,
told
and,
me
and
today?
And give people the jobs in there doing helping people.
Do you know what somebody told
Maybe
me
Maybe you
today?
Have to retrain some people
Sorry.
Or train them. That's
Sorry.
All right. What?
You know what somebody told me today? He said that that's going to be a hard thing to do, but they should do it because nursing homes are just, it's a time where they may not be in existence anymore, and I hope that's true. But they said to me that it's hard to make those rooms into accessible housing. Why is it so hard? You know, in my eyes.
Everything,
you could just,
everything is hard.
I know. Yeah.
Nothing is easy in this world. That doesn't mean it can't be done.
Oh, it can be done. Trust me, they could take those walls out with a nice sledgehammer. I wouldn't mind doing
that myself.
Where
there's a will, there's a way.
Yes, that's true.
No, it can be done.
Yep.
Believe.
I might flip off my wheelchair, but hell, at least I know that I did something. to get rid of nursing homes if I took a sledgehammer.
Who said that to you,
walls.
By the way? Somebody who knows about architect or what?
Yeah. The guy who was here, I'm not going to say his name, Arthur, when he was here, he says, I'm always all day in the nursing homes, and they're prefab like that, and they're all constructed to be similar if you look at them. It's I think the state requires it. So, you know what? If you change your mission statement and now you want to be accessible housing and help people for once in your career, I should say, well, maybe it's time. It's time for them not to be around the nursing homes.
Of course it's time.
You know? Yes, it is. It's
overtime. Overdue.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Way past time.
Yeah. At least give people the dignity. That's the word I'd like to use right now. The dignity of living in their own home so they don't have their family come visit them. Big whoopee.
That's right.
They could always find friends.
But you see, in addition to turning what's going to help tremendously, in addition to turning the nursing homes into accessible housing, you also have to pass a law that every eligible apartment and house must be made accessible.
That's right.
That's part of the proposal.
Do you know how many
That's part
small...
of it.
Yeah.
Now look at all the housing you get out of it.
That's right. But do you know the small little dingy type of places, they still, you know, some of them have such a tight area where they have these people, it's going to be difficult, I'd say. But I think it's not without, you could do it. I think you will be able to do it if you, you know, concentrate on how many people you want in that nursing home. Yes. You really do.
You gotta fix up. They convert things all the time.
Even if it would be, okay, we'll give them communal dining, or you get a choice to cook it in your own apartment, but you have to have an aide there. I mean, it's very important. We don't want no fire in the building and losing people's lives. But if you want to cook something, you could still do it if somebody's there to watch you and help you, you know, not to leave the stove on or anything, you know.
Well, of course you got to have an aide. No,
that's
we got
right.
the Volunteers for Freedom, too. Did you tell them the whole idea?
Not all of it, some of it.
Oh, well, you got to tell them the whole thing.
I have to sit down, and that's why we're going to have a meeting, I think. He was so excited about that. It's like he's been wanting it. So that's why I said, oh, this guy is going to be good, and he'll help us out. That's
you
all.
You
got
to spell out the
everything.
Whole plan and then see what he says.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay with it because he was very nice. He's the one who offered. That's
well,
the funny part.
You never know.
He heard me talking to somebody and what I want to do. He goes, that sounds like an awesome thing. It should have been done a long time ago. I'm like, wow, okay, he's been listening.
Everybody likes that idea.
Oh, I know.
Everybody I talk to likes it.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
How could they
not? I'm getting, exactly. So I'm going to definitely pitch to him to get more signatures on the petition and start off there. You know?
Oh, yeah, we got to get names on that petition.
Yes, we do.
All right, in a sight, don't forget, tomorrow night, our nursing home show. And once again, you know, an appeal, anybody practicing law in Colorado, please take
Give
a look
a
at
call.
Lupia's case for the Supreme Court of the state of Colorado, and let's give this woman a fair chance.
That's right.
To win.
At life.
But she deserves it.
She does.
All right.
Every bit of it.
Thank you so much. Thank all our callers. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. This has been Open Mic. Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
Be with you tomorrow night, live on the nursing home. Nursing homes kill people. Get rid of them. Turn them into accessible housing.
That's so true.
Tomorrow night. Thank you for listening. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Inner Sight.
Good night.